Now, what you observe over there, where you're flying, what changes for you?
Nothing has changed. Just I'm just standing still. Just
some light still there?
No.
It's gone. It's still dark or white?
It's dark.
It's dark. Okay. You know, you're a psychic. I remind you. So I will count from 3 to 1. Find some way how we can enlighten environment where you are. It can be candles. You can bring burnt candles with the lights. You can make a beam of light from your hands or from your third eye. Whatever you can create, it will help you to enlighten and see what's around you. Okay? So, 3, you're psychic. Make it happen. Enlighten this environment. 2, 1. What you brought over there? How you enlightened environment?
It's just white light, just through my.
From your eyes. Okay, perfect.
Going straight.
Okay. Let me reinforce that white light even more. Let me reinforce that white light. More powerful. White light, more powerful. The same? Okay, so with the white light from your third eye, now you can observe and look around you. Find something, because right now you like strong, powerful beam of light from your third eye. Find out something what attracts your attention, because right now it's more enlightened.
Something like this, I don't know.
Lotus, something. Shape, what shape? How it looks like shape?
It's hands.
It's a hand, just 2 hands?
Yeah.
It's a powerful, it's a good. Okay, and that hands turn forward on your face?
Yeah.
Right. Palms on you?
No, just this.
Just genital. So, but you see that hands, okay? So, perfect. Now, mentally, telepathically, ask that hands. They came to you, I mean, it probably maybe spirit as a hands came to you to help you. Ask that spirit who looks like a hands if he came to contact with you and get answer. You psychic, it can be any sign for you. These 2 hands came to you to work with you.
Yeah,
perfect. Congratulations to you. You got like a spirit or healer or something like that, who represent these 2 hands, and probably it's a healing hands. Ask that 2 hands if they can heal you what you need. Ask them.
They're gone. They're it's now a big square hole.
Okay, what's now?
It's like a temple.
Oh, go. Okay.
It's going in and in. I don't know.
So you have no, it's okay. So you have like a pathway and forwarding to temples. Okay, you use your third eye beam of light. It will direct you. Go to that temple, please. Go. Are you in front of the temple or you have desire to go inside?
No, I'm fine. I think.
Not think. What you feel? What you feel?
It's hands all over.
Lava?
Hands.
Okay, on you?
No.
They hug you or?
Side on the side.
On the side, surround you, right? Hands. Okay, they send you energy. Now, mentally, telepathically ask the temple or hands if you can go inside the temple. Get answer. Or he get desire or some sign. Can you go inside temple? Not? Okay. Now, ask a temple if you can contact with a temple as a spirit. Ask a temple. What answer is? What you feel from the temple? It's still there? You feel some energy?
It's wall.
It's what?
Just wall now.
Oh yeah. So okay, perfect. So you still on the top over there, flying, and you see this one have experience, another one experience. So you go one by one, some kind of experience, and give you something.
I think Ganesh is the. Trunk of the elephant.
Oh, elephant, really? Okay.
Ganesh.
I got it. Okay, so it's in front of you?
Yeah, it's just different beep things are coming.
Oh, different. When the different kind come in, do you feel different energy, or they teach you something, or send you different energy? What you feel from their presence? Just your feelings, nothing else. Just feelings, only feelings.
I don't know if they're opening my heart, or they're just kind of.
So, you feel they try to open your heart? Is this correct?
Yeah, just a little.
In the middle of your chest, feel energy?
Tingling right there.
Tingling? Okay. Okay, I got it. Okay, I got it. Now, I put on your chest here a stones which help you for your upper heart, where you mentioned. Bring more energy.
Okay.
Bring more energy inside your upper heart chakras. I bring you more energy. You can enlighten it over there and see what's important for you. Bring much more. Now, let me walk in that area and you will tell me what changed for you. I do cleansing of your upper heart chakra right now. And you will tell you your intention inside that area. And you will tell me what color flashing, what your feelings, whatever it is. I do cleansing to help you to open as much as possible, as you need it. Feel difference. Just keep slow deep breathing and feel difference. Just now I ask you, with full respect, ask Archangel Nathaniel to burn out all negative energy with his orange red flame inside your chest. Just burn out all kind of negativity, all kind of negativity. Doesn't matter how they created. Just ask him with respect and he will help you to burn out all kind of negativity, emotions, stress, thoughts, whatever inside. Just make it happen. Ask him and feel how he works in your chest. Imagine, visualize a red-orange flame inside your chest. Let's do it. And and at the same time I'm working above your upper chest as well. I do cleansing. If something started to change it, anything, colors, vibrations, feelings, whatever it is, you let me know. Do it. And that hands, what's around you, I believe they will help you. Now, I bring a positive energy. Ask Archangel Raphael to heal what necessarily to be done for your chest. And I'm walking above you as well. Heal it. To help you. Yes, with your deep breathing, with your openness. Do it. I help you, but you help yourself. Heal yourself. You have ability to do that. You powerful psychic. Help yourself. Now, what changed for you? What changed for you? Let me know.
It was either pulling or just pain right there, just a tiny bit. I don't know if it was pulling or it's just putting in, but it's like a coming from this side.
Coming inside? I send you energy, positive healing energy. I send it. That's what. And I use energy of Archangel Metatron to help you. And you felt that energy. Congratulations to you. I'm so glad for you. You're so good. You're really powerful psychic. And you felt that energy. And now I'm going to send you. You can visualize, imagine. In this area, I'm going to send you a golden vibration. See like golden shower. I'm sending right now a golden shower. Healing. Very powerful. High vibration. Feel that. See it, feel it. Golden vibration, golden shower. Good. How you feel now?
Good. It's just, it's still there. It's the golden energy,
Coming in. Perfect. Yeah, it will continue coming. Yes, it's not 1 second, no. It's continue because, I send it, but it's continue to come in. Yes. It's like a vortex go inside you with the golden lights. Yes. Exactly. You're absolutely right. Please accept as much as possible that golden light. As much as possible. As much as possible, just accept it. It's good for you. It's good for your chest, good for your body, good for your heart. That's what we're doing right now. Good for your openness. I'll send you even more. Hold your body from top of your head throughout your whole body to the tips of your toes. Please feel it. You like really has like a golden shower, standing under the golden shower. And that golden vibration go inside each cell of your body. I repeat, each cell of your body, accept, take, and hold it, that golden vibration, right now. Keep slow deep breathing. I want you to breathe in the full capacity of lung and feel with each inhale, full inhale, we just bring more and more positive, great energy inside your body, inside your mind. Do it. I heal you, but you heal yourself. Do it. It's a great healing for you. Feel how your open heart chakras and your heart chakra become more open, more positive, more powerful for you. I'm so winning. Still good? Still wonderful?
Yeah, it turned white.
Good. In the middle, yes, yes. It's white, a divine white light. A divine from universe. They send you divine white, bright, healing light. This whole, stand inside that beam of white light. Stand inside. So your whole body will be just inside, empowered. It's what you was needed. You needed to remove something, obstacle, garbage, some blockages, what was inside, especially inside your chest, inside around your heart. But now you're more open for new possibilities, for new energy, for rising your vibration. Do you believe it? This is the whole idea what you're doing. You're doing a perfect job. I'm so glad for you. Do you see, do you have some vision, or are you still the same what you saw before?
I don't see anything.
No, you're just in a space, somewhere in a space, but lights surround
it's
you.
Just, I think, yeah, it's a crystal.
Crystal, oh, it's good. Crystal around you.
Around me.
Oh, wow. It's wonderful. Just stay inside the crystal. It's powerful. If you want to surround contact with the crystal, just mentally ask a crystal. What can be done? Ask a crystal if he has some special message for you. Ask a crystal if he has a message for you and listen to the message. Do it. It's good? So he just walks for you, just help you, that's it. So he walks like a healer. Continue to do this healing work. It's true? Okay. Now, what surround you? What colors surround you? Still white or something else?
Still white, a little bit of light blue.
Oh, light blue is good. Everything is healing color. Everything is healing color. Now, why you continue enjoy with that color, healing completely and fully, whole your body, your mind? In a moment, I'm going to touch your crystal. I respectfully ask your heart. I give you a message what you should know in that point. Please listen your heart now. When it's done, let me know.
This took me more into light, the tunnel, light tunnel.
He
said, love me.
He loves you?
Love me, that's it.
Love you, okay, it's good enough, it's a powerful message. So the heart told you to be in a light, go in tunnel of light, and it's love you. It's wonderful, powerful message. Okay, let's go further. I'm going to touch your crystal, and I respectfully ask your soul, I give you a message, what you should know in that point. Now, listen, your soul.
Happy.
Oh, it's a good message. It's a good message. Can you make it happen? Can you make it happen? What? It's give you advice. It's your soul. You should listen to your soul. It's a source of your trust, of your, you know, of your existence. You understand, right? Now I'm going to touch your crystal. I respectfully ask your higher self give you a message. What you should know in this point now. Listen it.
I said that's the first thing I said.
You're so welcome. Enjoy your book.
Okay, so
Of course, you'll remember everything what's going on over there, and your crystal will record that because it has ability to make recording, like DVD playback DVD. So it will be recorded everything what's going on. And when you meditate or relax or whatever, you'll put this crystal again on your third eye, and it'll help you to bring you back with your feelings, sensations, emotions, whatever is going on over there for you the best. You finish the finished message?
Okay, ma'am.
Still not okay, still going, okay.
I feel like there's like a horse running. I don't know.
Ah, okay. You can ask a question, what does it mean? If you not, it maybe it's something confuse you with some answers. You can respectfully ask, please explain a little more detail for my understanding. You can ask. Go forward. I want you to fully understand what's going on and what the message is about. When it's done, let me know. I finish? Still going? Okay, listen. Whatever. It's okay. Of course, you'll remember everything in details. Just be a great listener, nothing else. Just a listener. No thoughts, no expectation, nothing. Just a listener. Listen and memorize it. Listen and memorize it. That was a message?
No message.
Okay. And you know what this means for you, right?
Yeah.
Did you ask what this means for you? Did,
yeah. I but no answers.
No? So you should learn yourself and find it what does mean. It's what so it's a give you chance to find out what does mean. Okay. So you'll remember that what was suggested. Okay. Now, I believe you're satisfied with that session, what you had experience. Now, tell all spirits who came to you with a different forms, shapes, assist you in this journey. Tell them you love them, appreciate their appearance and helping you. Done? Welcome back. Look at me. What's happened to you become your reality. You were so high, and some different spirits for some reason came to you and assist you. So most of all, you was needed a healing. Healing. Okay, they did the healing, but at the same time, I give you a chance to have some messages from your highest, from your personal highest. So it's both way, one way or another way. But you did a good job. And of course, you remember everything was going on for you the best result. Are you happy?
I'm still kind of.
I know. It will take a time, but you did a good job. A really good job. And of course, you'll remember everything. And after that, we finish it. You will analyze, think about what is meaning, what you can do, how you can improve, what's supposed to be.
Yeah, I needed a healing. I think that's what it is. Something has happened.
Exactly.
Something is done to me.
Yes. I don't know what was done, but maybe it was accumulating you from different sources. I don't know. But they definitely did a healing on you in a different way. Some spirit came, he did his job disappear. Another came, he disappear. Temple came with his energy, appears to give you something kind of enhance, whatever. You have a bunch of different, mm-hmm. But they work on the same idea to heal you one way or another way, okay? It was